This is Peach Talk. I'm Chris Johnson, and my guest today on Peach Talk is Tommy Glasscock. And as we were saying, Tommy and I go back quite a few years. I met you, I guess, and I knew of you, but I didn't really know you until 1994 when you started teaching at Career Tech Center. Didn't you start in 94?
That's exactly right, Chris.
I started in 93, and then you came on board out there in 94. So I had a year up on you starting, and we both wound up having to do some college stuff, and we did that together and studied together and traveled back and forth because we had to travel to Athens, Alabama, to do most of our college work for the Career Tech side of our education degrees. And so
we did that, absolutely, and did a lot of it on the weekends, too, so gave up some weekends away from our family and stuff. But, hey, it paid off in the long run. We had a great career in career and technical education and feel like we helped change the lives of a lot of students throughout the years.
We did. We were able to do that. That was a special blessing to me in my life, and I know it was in yours, too, to be able to touch lives and a lot of young people, and it's just awesome when they come back and see you now and say, listen, you changed my life. I'm where I'm at because of you, and that's what it's all about, and we had the opportunity to do that.
Ironically, ran into one of my former students today who just happens to be the police chief of the town of Clanton, city of Clanton, and, you know, he and I had the opportunity to talk. So, yeah, it's great to see some of the young lives that came through our programs and went on to be successful. And so, yeah, we, like I said, that's behind us, and now we've moved on in another career.
And what's amazing is I ran into one of my former students, at the Methodist pancake breakfast last time it was there, and he's working totally in a different field than what he was learning in my classroom. And I said, well, I guess you're not using what I taught you. He said, oh, no, Mr. Johnson, I use it every day. If you hadn't taught me the troubleshooting procedures, I use them every day in my work, although it's a different type of work, but it's the same procedures. And I said, well, awesome.
That's right. You know, a lot of what we taught was work ethic, too. You know, there early and stay late, and you'll be successful. And I think Eric Smitherman, again, I mention him again, but just a fine, outstanding individual who's going on to be very successful. And so a lot of those kids out there, Chris, and just been a great career.
Well, let's talk a little bit about I guess this is your third career because you were in the cabinet business before you started teaching, and actually fourth career because education, I guess we'll say that was one career because you did teacher and went on to be superintendent for a term. But your next career that you started when you retired from education is the career you're in right now, and I'm not talking about the golf play, and I'm talking about Moreland's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
That's right. As much as I'd like to make a living playing golf, you know, it doesn't pay well, and I tell people I only play on the days that end in Y, Chris. For a lot of people, scratch your head over that. But, yeah, we have been very blessed. And, of course, you know, my wife is the heartbeat, and my daughter, they're the heartbeat of Moreland's Fine Jewelry in downtown Clanton. So I just go in every day and take the trash out and vacuum and fill out my honey-do list, and of course, you know, when it comes Christmas time, I have to put up all those lights and stuff that you see, you know, in our store. So we've been very blessed.
Y'all made a lot of difference in the way downtown looks as Moreland's. Let's go back with a little history of Moreland's. I know Moreland's didn't start out as Moreland's. Actually, the business started with Ann's mom. The original business started with Ann's mom as a clothing store.
That is correct. Yep, many, many years ago. And then,
the clothing store was named...
That's a great question. So what I remember is being Messer's, but Ken Messer, my father-in-law, you know, bought out a clothing store, and they started in the clothing business and then eased into the jewelry business and then went on to have a successful jewelry business there. What we say on the other corner, most people that are familiar with downtown, which would have been just opposite of where we're located now, and they were there for, oh, my gosh, you know, almost 40 years.
I was trying to remember, was there a name that she had for the clothing store before they called it Messer's?
Well, that would be a question for my wife. She's probably listening, so maybe she'll call in and correct us on that one, Chris.
But I know then later on, it's, like I say, they started the clothing store, and Mary Ann had the clothing store, Ann's mom. And then Ken was actually working at another jewelry store and then decided he would venture out on his own in the jewelry business. And he started jewelry business somewhere around, was it 74, 75, somewhere right in there?
I think that's probably correct.
He wasn't there too long when I bought my wedding rings from him. That was 75.
That starts to tell a little bit of the history there.
And known Ken for a long, long time, and he was a pillar in our community. Him and Mary Ann both, they were very involved in our community and and helping out in all kinds of ways that nobody ever knows that they helped but them, because they were two people in this world that truly did the scripture, didn't let the left hand know what the right hand was doing for the good that they were doing, and people that they helped out.
That's right. They were very giving. You know, my father-in-law, Ken, was big in the JCs, and, you know, back then, the JCs pretty much, you know, anything to do with the Peach Festival, anything to do with that, they were involved in that parade and all that stuff, and so just kind of evolved over years, and like I said, my mother-in-law, Mary Ann, you know, was very giving as well. And they went on to open another clothing business on the other corner where we are now. It's a lot of people don't know about, but actually called Corner Fair. My father-in-law would go out and purchase clothes from stores, you know, for closeouts at the end of the year, and then put them back out in the season. So they were very successful in that as well. And then, of course, you know, unfortunately, both of them became ill. And so it was a big decision when, you know, when Ken passed as to what we would do next. And something we really, really prayed about, and then we talked about, you know, we're going to stay on that corner if we're going to talking about moving to the other corner. And I think my wife thought I was crazy, but, you know, we just looked at from a traffic standpoint and Highway 31, and so that's how we moved to location. So in 2010, we moved into what used to be Upchurch Drug, and so we've been there for just celebrated our 12th anniversary. And
we'll go back to a little history of the name of Moorlands. Your father-in-law, Ken, actually was I guess the instigator of that name, if I remember the history behind that correct. And way before there was a Moorlands Fine Jewelry and Gifts, there was a Moorlands Custom Watch. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. You know, really, Chris, ironically, about 2 or 3 months ago, somebody brought one in for me to put a battery in. And just
buy it back from?
Yeah, and just kind of reminded me of the Moorlands watch. And so that was... that was kind of the start of it. And, of course, when we moved to the other corner, and most people don't realize, but Morgan and Lindsay, both of our daughters, we just combined that name, and that's how we came about with Moorlands Fine Jewelry. Some people call it Moorlands. We have a lot of people call it Moorlands, but we just appreciate them calling it.
Yeah, just call it and come in. That's like, you know, call me whatever you want, just call me for payday and supper.
That's
huh?
Exactly right. So.
Well, y'all taken it a long way over the last 12 years going to the new location in the historic Upchurch Drug building downtown on the corner, and you also inherited courtesy of Ken's entrepreneurship, I guess, a couple of buildings in downtown Clanton that you and Ann inherited it in when Ken passed, and some other historical buildings downtown. So I'm glad that that you're trying to keep a lot of them alive. One of them, I think, was about to fall in, or two of them were actually a part of one, and the whole other one were about to fall in. Really, were beyond repair, and you had to tear those down. Everybody hated to see those go, but I knew what was inside and what was on top of them, and it's a wonder they stood as long as they stood. But one of them was you used for parking right behind Moorlands, which was a part of the building that's beside Moorlands, and most everybody probably remembers it as B.J. Elmore.
Yeah, they did, and a lot of people would remember, especially around our age, would remember that's where the candy was located. In the Elmore's building, so you actually could come in on one side, and then, of course, the floor, if you remember, the floor slanted down. I don't know why I remembered that, but that was the candy side of it, and then you walked out onto Highway 31. So, yeah, we really, really wanted to preserve that building, but after the passing of my father-in-law, and then we started looking at the properties that we had downtown, and then we realized that that building was going to have to come down, and it really worked well because... One of the things that we have to deal with now is parking in downtown, and I will applaud our mayor and our city council, you know, for the signage and stuff that they put up. You know, a lot of people, and it's educating people about parking downtown, and I hate to get off on parking, but, you know, we use that rear parking lot, and so, but people will go, you know, to big box stores and stuff, and they'll walk a half a mile.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would challenge folks to, as you go to any big box store in Clanton or out of Clanton, from where you park till you get to the front door, count your steps, and then if you're going looking for, let's say, for instance, if you go to the jewelry counter or somewhere else, count your steps from the front door to that jewelry counter. Then I dare say come back to Clanton and park in the furthest away free city parking, and count your steps from there till you get to the counter at Moreland's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and you'll find out you probably walked less in Clanton than you did in that big box store.
Yep, it absolutely is, Chris. And like I said, it's just a mindset. We have to educate people. And, you know, you and I have been in the education business for almost 30 years. So it is. And we try to do that and try to educate people, you know. And I'll tell you, during the day, between the restaurants we have downtown, it's pretty busy around lunchtime. But then afterwards, you know, it usually calms down a little bit.
You know, that's the other advantage of Moreland's and all the other downtown businesses is there's no big box store that you're going to drive up and park in a parking spot 10 feet from the door or 20 feet from the door. I mean, you know,
right.
The closest parking spot, which in a lot of places is reserved for, you know, retired military or pregnant moms or whatever. Those are usually, you know, a 50-yard walk from those to till you get in the door. So,
yep.
And, you know, and you can walk from one corner of downtown Clanton to the other corner and be less walk than you would walk if you got one of the prime parking spots at one of the big box stores.
Yep, you're 100% correct.
And that's not just Moreland's, that's any of the downtown businesses.
It is. And, you know, my wife and I have the opportunity, we travel a lot of small towns, and that was one of the things that we saw when we go into town is that we would look for a central location to be able to park and then get out, because we like to walk to the different shops and stuff. And, again, I can't say enough about our city, you know, our new lights downtown. If you haven't had the opportunity to come downtown Clanton at night, you know, the first Friday of the month, we have the entertainment district, and so people are starting to come out. There's things for kids, for families to do. One of the things that we're really looking hard at is how do we attract some other businesses, because a lot of people will come to town, and, you know, they want to spend an afternoon or spend a night. And so we're having to retrain ourselves. You know, the old mentality was, you know, used to all the stores closed on Wednesday, and then all the stores would close every day at 5 o'clock. And like this Thursday, and I'll take a free plug at this, but one of the things we partner with our Chamber of Commerce and with our Merchant Association group, I hope we talk a little bit about them, is that this Thursday we're going to do a shop local, shop late. One of the things that we run into, Chris, is that a lot of people, when they get off from work, they work to 5 in the afternoon, and it is hard for them to get to, you know, to get to, especially if you're looking this time of the year. So we're excited about that as well.
And that's one thing that is, it's kind of changing a little bit in our town business are beginning to realize that, hey, the other people work too, and we've got to be open. If we want their business, we got to be open when they can come. And nights like Thursday night is a special night to be able to do that and support your local community and shop late.
Yep. Well, and you know, there's a lot of talk about shopping local. You know, of course, you know, being a local home-owned and operated, you know, we try to support our community, and I think you did a commercial for me some time back that probably explained it best. Was that, you know, these big box stores, they don't put banners on your baseball fields and your softball fields and your soccer and your cheerleaders. So we try to support our community, and we certainly can support all of our schools. And the only thing, you know, as a small business, we ask in return is that, you know, of course, we're in the engagement business. And I said, you know, you look at the amount of students who go through our program or through our schools, eventually, someday, hopefully all will be, you know, find the love of their life. And so that's giving back, and we have a lot of people who support us in that.
And that's one of the things that kind of separates Moreland from some other sources of the same product that you sell is you know, that hometown touch that Moreland's has and the support of what goes on hometown. And your money's, you know, cycled back in. Because that's one thing about, you know, shop local that people don't realize, that if you go out of town and buy something, that money never comes back into the economy of Clanton.
That is correct.
Or Chilton County, if you're out of the county, it never comes back. And economists will tell you that every dollar that's spent will circulate 7 times in the area where it was spent. So if you take that dollar and spend it in Prattville or Alabaster, it circulates 0 times in Chilton County, where if you spend it in Chilton County with any of our Chilton County businesses, that dollar will circulate back around and be re-spent. So that's what that's what pays your streets. And always people, you know, complain, well, our roads are full of potholes. Well, you know, if you're shopping in Alabaster or Prattville, you're paving roads in Shelby County and Autauga County. You're not paving roads in Chilton County, because none of that money you're spending is coming back to fix your roads. If you want your roads moved, spend your money at home.
Yeah, well, and that's something, like I said, nobody does that intentionally. Of course, you know, it's educating the public on that.
And it's not that you got to buy everything at home.
Right.
You need to give the hometown folks a shot at it.
Right.
We don't have everything in Chilton County available, and And two, you may not find the very best price in Chilton County, but you do have to take in considerations of other things with, you know, what are you getting for that extra money you spend? Let's say there's an earring that I want to buy that I can buy online, you know, a dollar cheaper than I can buy it at Marlins. Well, that dollar is not near enough difference to make up what it's going to make because, as you said, Marlins is going to support my kids' and grandkids' school projects. Those online shoppers aren't going to put a penny back into any Chilton County school, or they're not going to help the cheerleaders, the football team, the baseball team, the soccer team, the twirlers. They're not going to sponsor anything local. You know, that money, that's the extra money you might spend with a Chilton County business, if it's a business that supports things going on in Chilton County, you're just putting money back into your own children's future and your family's future, because they're supporting those local things that are going on that our kids are involved in.
Well, and two, you understand, you know, sales tax is what funds our educational system within the community. So if you want to have a strong educational system, you know, we hear people talk about visiting other towns and, you know, turf on football fields, and we'd love to have that here. And, again, I keep going back to it, but I think we're a city on the move, and I can't say enough about what's going on in our community and our business partners that have stepped up. And I'd love to talk a little bit about our Merchants Association.
I've got Mac on my list here, the Merchants Association Clanton, which is a group that WKLF is proud to be a part of as well. And we meet periodically, and it's one business helping other businesses. We share ideas, and we talk about how we can move our whole community forward, not just our businesses forward.
That's right. And, Chris, just a little correction on it. We started out as a MAC, which is MAC, which would be the Merchants of Clanton.
That's right.
We've expanded that. You know, we had our other communities, all the other small communities within Chilton County reached out and wanted to be a part of it. So through that, we expanded it to MAC, MACC, which is the Merchants Association of Chilton County. And I can proudly sit here and tell you that I think we have over 100 businesses that have joined together. A couple of things that we've done this week on just promoting it is come together as a group. And, you know, and strength is in numbers. I mean, when you talk about trying to get things done and talk about the political side of it and all those things, you know, we walk into a room and you've got 100-plus business owners sitting in the room, we're finding that people are beginning to listen to us. And so I think that's part of our growth. I think we're going to be a big part of that growth here.
Yeah, I've enjoyed being in it. We challenge each other and encourage each other, and a lot of things that you be in business and be slack on, you know, a lot of times you say, "Well, why am I in a group with a competitor?" But we don't have competitors. We're in this together, you have to do the best you can do, and help the other businesses do the best they can do. And it's
if we help each other, we can each
grow.
Yep, I'll tell you, it is a great feeling when you have somebody walk in and say, "I had gone to your competitor and they told me they didn't have it, but they said that you might have it." So that really is a good feeling. I think that says a lot about our partnerships. But, you know, anybody, as you mentioned earlier, economists are going to tell you there's nothing greater than competition. So, you know, if I'm already in town and I'm looking for a product, I'm going to buy that product likely. And if I don't get it from you, I'm going to go, you know, to your competitor or whatever. So, just a lot of good things happening, and a big shout out to any of our business out there within our city of Clanton or Chilton County to be a part of the Merchants Association. All you have to do is just be a business owner and have a business license. So I'd love to, if there's somebody interested in that, they can contact our Chilton Chamber of Commerce, and they have the contact information. And then I think we meet monthly. You may be able to correct me. Well, we have been meeting twice monthly.
We've been meeting twice a month, I wish we'd set down a lockdown date, because I always miss it because it's not on the same Wednesday. And I remember it right after it's over with.
Yeah.
I missed a few. Of course, you know, nobody can attend all of them because we all have businesses to run and business. And somebody doesn't run a business, as you well know, as a business owner, the business runs you.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, people think when you're in business that, you know, you got the money rolling in, but, you know, you're fortunate enough you can hold on just to a few pennies out of a dollar by the time at the end of the day.
But you have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, downtown, we mentioned some of the, you know, not only Marlins being a historical building, because it's been there for, we know when that building was built. Downtown?
Yeah, so the best of my knowledge, you know, and I may have told you this, but, you know, a couple years back, we actually put a loft apartment above our store, and so I started going through some rooms. I had a document room, because upstairs above the store When it was Upchurch Drug, there was actually lawyers and doctors above the store, and then actually the basement has a half basement in the store, which was apothecary. So it was kind of a one-stop shop, kind of makes me think about it. But so you came to see the doctor, you went upstairs to see the doctor, and to get the prescription, you went downstairs, and then they took it and sent it on a little farther downstairs, and then they mixed the medicine together. So it was a one-stop shop, and I guess you know, if you needed a lawyer at the time, they could send you back upstairs, and then you could get a lawyer as well. So best I could tell, some of the documents that I found from some court cases date back to 1905. But a lot of people have brought me information and literature. And what's really, really fulfilling is to see people come in who used to come to Upchurch Drug and would sit and have a hamburger, of course, you know, from the soda jerk we had in the store there. And so it's it is a very historical building, and we're very proud to have been able to preserve that.
And it's awesome that you've been able to preserve it. And then actually, you, as y'all moved Moreland's in, I know you tried to use a lot of the architecture of the building there and not do away with anything you couldn't. You've even still got some of the old tile floor that was in the drugstore still in place, and some of the fixtures, cabinetry, woodwork, so forth, that was in there is still in place. So worth the trip into Moreland's just to step back into history. And if you ever went in Upchurch Drug, you remember a little of it.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, and I think back in the early 1900s, apparently there was an architect who did a lot of that. We were in Opelika most recently and went into a store who had very, very similar architecture to that. So it was back when we used to say, you know, being an old woodworker, it was back when things were built. There was no particle board. I mean, you know, it was craftsmanship, I guess you would say. And I think we've gotten away from that in a lot of cases. But, yeah, we just welcome people to come by and visit our store just to see it, if nothing else. And, you know, of course, we give, you know, tours of our loft and show them how we preserved upstairs. And actually a couple of the doors still have the doctor's name on the door. So we're just proud to be a part of this town. You know, we've been here our whole lives, and we raised our kids here, and now I'm raising two, what I believe to be the two of the most beautiful grandchildren in Chilton County. But I'm sure some people here are going to argue with me.
Be one of the three most beautiful.
Well, I knew you were going to say that, Chris, because yep, I knew you had one as well. So
we mentioned the old VJ Elmore store, which is next door, and part of it you had to tear down, part of it is still there, preserved, and Exit Realty is renting that building from you, and it's still got a lot of history in it. You sold the original building on the corner that Messers was in to Marion Bank and Trust, correct?
Yes, we did sell that.
And that building also had a lot of history. And I remember back when I was a wee little fella, that was Deloach's grocery store.
Yep.
And we'd go in, and I always remember Dad, they had the old big old hoop cheese, and Mr. Deloach cut me off a little thin slice of that cheese, and that was some delicious cheese. And I don't know what used to be upstairs over. Do you have any idea what used to be in the upstairs of it?
Chris, I'll tell you, I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, it's really a beautiful room. Just one big open room above it. And we talked, you know, before we actually sold the building, we talked about doing a loft apartment above it. So we really, really wish there were more older buildings downtown, because when you travel places like Birmingham and Montgomery, you start to see loft apartments are a big thing. And unfortunately, we don't have that many buildings downtown that has upstairs that could be converted to lofts. But hopefully, as we move forward, you know, maybe a remake of something that could be close to that.
And then on around across from going down 6th Street, you had the building there that a lot of people will remember probably as a furniture store. You had to tear down. It's open. It's a courtyard you fixed there now, but. I've seen some old pictures back actually across the alleyway from that, where the furniture store is presently at, was a business that my granddad had back in the 20s. It was a knee-high bottling plant, and one of his good friends, Mr. Leo Thompson, had a dry cleaning company, which is still in existence, Clanton Cleaners.
Right.
It's changed hands. They're down the street and across the street, but they were originally right there in that building that you own was and I guess that was the original site of Clanton Cleaners.
Yeah, actually, somebody sent me a photo of that, and I did not know that. But, yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, that has a lot of history of downtown that has a lot more knowledge than I do. Billy Singleton, who what I call our local city historian, you know, has spent a lot of time
had Billy
on that.
On, Pete's talk, the last guest prior
you did.
To you was Billy.
Well, you had an interesting fellow on here.
Well, we ran out of time in a hurry.
Yeah, Billy's a great guy. And like I said, he's done a lot, written a couple books about the history of Chilton County. And, you know, history was not my thing in school. You know, a lot of things were not my thing in school, but history was certainly not mine. And now, I've just turned 40. I think that's right. I just turned 40, yeah, and I'm beginning to get more. And I'm getting more excited about the history of our community and the history of our county and how it came to fruition. And watch a lot of YouTube videos on that as well. So, our downtown is just pretty cool. So yeah, what was I about to say there? Oh, you were talking about the building we tore down, and in the building right beside it, our tenant is Roper and Wilson. You know, and they're the great, great tenants there. And then, of course, you know, the Dinner Bell restaurant most recently came into play there. And so, and then Leader One Mortgage Company, one of our buildings there. And so we've been very blessed. It's,
Well, Ken, your father-in-law, I think, had a vision of it. His buildings came available in downtown, that he purchased all those buildings, because I think Ken's vision was he didn't want them to go away.
Right.
I think he wanted them to stay. And I think he had hopes and dreams of doing a lot of restoration on those himself, and I'm glad that you and Ann have kind of picked up that dream that Ken had and done so with some of those buildings.
Yeah, I can't say it hadn't been a lot of work, but you know, one of the things that flat roofs are tough, and so
somebody told me one time, and I think they were correct. If you get ready to remodel an old building or old house, the best thing you can do is get you a 5-gallon bucket, fill it up with biscuit rocks, and put about 4 sticks of dynamite in the middle of it, light it and run, and scrape it all up and build what you're going to build.
Yeah, there may be something to that as well, Chris.
But anyway, we are slipping up on being out of time here. We got just a couple more minutes left, and I appreciate you coming and joining us for Peach Talk this afternoon. And like I say, we do hope to have a new webpage that's up but not complete and working yet, called peachtalk.live, and we will have these Peach Talk, This Is Our Town podcast on available there. The previous two are on podcast, but I hadn't really figured out how you get to it from the outside world, but they're there.
Well, we know it's possible. But, you just got to get to
but
it.
We've got to get all the details ironed out on that, and we're going to have a good time with Peach Talk as we talk about different people in our community and different businesses. And we've started out the first few programs with some of the older businesses and some of the ones that really have historical ties. We started with Martin Funeral Home, which is the oldest business in county, 100 years old.
Wow.
Chilton County News is scheduled to be with us, but they had some conflict and we had to reschedule. They're 100 years old. So those are the two oldest businesses. Of course, the building you're in is probably a good 100 years old or older. And although there hadn't been that business, but there's been an active business in that building pretty much for the last 100 years. So, of course, here at WKLF, we're celebrating 75 years this year. We just completed 75 years of broadcasting the day before Thanksgiving, and February the 10th will be our 75th anniversary of the actual issuance of the FCC license. And we got a big thing going. New Orleans is going to actually help us out with that, because it's our diamond anniversary, and what better to give away on a diamond anniversary than some diamonds?
I'd say that would be very appropriate, Chris. And I got to tell you, as I sit here and look around this room, and I think about some of the legends who've been sitting in these chairs here. I go back, remember listening to WKLF just as a wee child, and, some of the names that I could spout off that I've been able to listen to on here. It's just an honor to be sitting here today in a room of so many legends. So I want to tell you how much I appreciate you inviting me out and having an opportunity to sit down.
And we'll do this again. This won't be the last visit. We'll do it again, because we still got a lot that we can cover that we hadn't talked about. And we've had fun doing it so far, and I think we've had some interesting stuff for folks, our listeners, to hear. And like I say, stay tuned. We'll let you know exactly how you can find it. Peachtalk.live will be the website, and you can kind of keep an eye on it. You'll be able to listen to all of the past as well as the present Peach Talk, This Is Our Town talk shows. Appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate Tommy Glasscock being our guest on Peach Talk. Thank you, Tommy, and we appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you, Chris.